Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Ascended Masters of Light, Level 2, Session 1, March 19th, 1923. 1923, 27, 52. I like how my credit card is 1937, so it's okay. Wow. How about 2023?
There you go.
Today, yeah. Welcome to our first session this year. Joan and Milana and I are so excited to have everybody together. And obviously we were too excited, and that's why the computer wasn't working, I guess. But anyway, Miss Joan and Miss Milana, please say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. So happy to see all of you. It's been too long.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, today is a very special day. And that's the beginning of the energies of the 23rd spring equinox. Group one of our membership will be presenting their segment that the council asked them to present at the close of last year's level one session. Joan and Milana will start off today by giving you some information on what to expect in the next few sessions. Because of that, here's Joan and Milana.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we're going to keep it really brief because I know your presentation is very full today. But we are very excited. We're looking forward to what is to come. We will go into more detail when we come back on the 2nd. And on the email, there is a tentative schedule that you receive with this link on it. There may be little alterations to, you know, those first few sessions. So just prepare to be flexible. Sometimes, you know, energetics and life dictates that we have to change a date, but just there's a tentative schedule for you. Okay, Joan.
Okay. Well, it kind of looks like that we're going to be having a few back-to-back sessions. This is unlike anything that we've done in sitting in the divine image or in our first session. So it kind of looks like it's going to lay out like we will have three or four sessions in a row, weekly sessions. And I know that, you know, puts a kink on people's process, you know, weekends, especially if you spend it with family and other things. They want these energies to be run congruently. Then we will have a break of possibly 2, 3, 4 weeks, depending on what is being covered and the energetics that are being transmitted, that you have to have a space to integrate. Because this year's sessions are going, and we've said that every year, are like anything we've ever experienced. So that's all I have to say for now, and I'll turn it back over to Milana so we can get rolling here.
All right, guys. Before we get started, I have made a very rough, crude, and when I say rough and crude, I'm being sincere, graphic of what the configuration of the seating within the light temple looks like this morning. So bear with me and don't laugh at my art, because this was thrown together quickly, because what I wanted to put on the background would not show up. So I'm going to try to show you guys this. Can you see this? Okay, I'm looking at a little tiny thing, so it's hard for me to see. So the presenters are going to sit in these two rows, these crescent-shaped rows, okay? So that's where they are. Let me see if I can pull this up. And then the rest of us, our chairs have been reconfigured into two crescent-shaped rows, all right? Can you see that? I know it's hard to see. All right, with Joan, John, and I have put our chairs in the center of the first row to give you some perspective of where we are. The second row of both the table where the presenters are and the second row where our chairs are in the gallery are raised, okay, just to give you an idea. Anyway, I wanted to throw that out at you before we actually go into the temple. Let me try to explain that then. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So with that, everybody sit back and relax. Let's get started. We better take a breath. And let us gather at the base of the crystalline stairway. Today, you will find everything has been blanketed in the mist. Since we last met, additional steps have been added. There are now 7 steps. The landing at the top will be the 8th step. So we are sure that you now are aware that these steps represent different frequencies. And they have been designed to assist each of us in raising our vibrations and frequencies to the levels needed in order for us to receive the transmissions and energetics given. Joan and John are waiting for us at the doorway of our light temple. So take another breath and let us begin. Now, as you take the first step today, be fully present in your sacred heart center. As you continue ascending steps 2, 3, and 4, raise and set your frequency to your desired level for today's meeting. On step 5, set your personal intention for this 2023 Ascending Masters of Light series. On step 6, be aware of yourself as the magnificent soul being that you are. Step 7, place your awareness on your brilliant, unified toroidal field. And notice that the fire codes of your prime directive are radiating throughout your entire field. Take the 8th ascending step to the landing. And as you do, take a deep in-breath and exhale with "I am." You will notice that everything here is also shrouded in mist. So take a few seconds and embrace and be embraced by the silence held within the gently swirling mist surrounding you. As we begin to move forward, a pathway will open in the mist as we make our way to our light temple, which too is completely shrouded, other than the front entryway, where Joan and John are waiting to lead us in. Entering the sacred temple of light, we will cross the crystalline bridge and then into our meeting chamber. As explained earlier, today's presenters will take their seats together in the two rows of tables at the front. And for those of us sitting in the gallery, your personal seat will light up for you. Now that we are settled, take another breath and prepare to welcome the Council of 12. All right, guys. Before we get started, I have made a very rough, crude, and when I say rough and crude, I'm being sincere, graphic of what the configuration of the seating within the light temple looks like this morning. So bear with me and don't laugh at my art, because this was thrown together quickly because what I wanted to put on the background would not show up. So I'm going to try to show you guys this. Can you see this? Okay, I'm looking at a little tiny thing, so it's hard for me to see. So the presenters are going to sit in these two rows, these crescent-shaped rows, okay? So that's where they are. Let me see if I can fold this up. And then the rest of us, our chairs have been reconfigured into two crescent-shaped rows. All right. Can you see that? I know it's hard to see. All right. With Joan, John, and I have put our chairs in the center of the first row to give you some perspective of where we are. The second row of both the table where the presenters are and the second row where our chairs are in the gallery are raised. Okay. Just to give you an idea. Anyway, I wanted to throw that out at you before we actually go into the temple. Let me try to explain that then. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So with that, everybody sit back and relax. Let's get started. Everybody take a breath. And let us gather at the base of the crystalline stairway. Today, you will find everything has been blanketed in the mist. Since we last met, additional steps have been added. There are now 7 steps. The landing at the top will be the 8th step. So we are sure that you now are aware that these steps represent different frequencies. And they have been designed to assist each of us in raising our vibrations and frequencies to the levels needed in order for us to receive the transmissions and energetics given. Joan and John are waiting for us at the doorway of our light temple. So take another breath and let us begin. Now, as you take the first step today, be fully present in your sacred heart center. As you continue ascending steps 2, 3, and 4, raise and set your frequency to your desired level for today's meeting. On step 5, set your personal intention for this 2023 Ascending Masters of Light series. On step 6, be aware of yourself as the magnificent soul being that you are. Step 7, place your awareness on your brilliant, unified toroidal field. And notice that the fire codes of your prime directive are radiating throughout your entire field. Take the 8 ascending step to the landing. And as you do, take a deep in-breath and exhale with I am. You will notice that everything here is also shrouded in mist. So take a few seconds and embrace and be embraced by the silence held within the gently swirling mist surrounding you. As we begin to move forward, a pathway will open in the mist as we make our way to our light temple, which too is completely shrouded, other than the front entryway where Joan and John are waiting to lead us in. Entering the sacred temple of light, we will cross the crystalline bridge and then into our meeting chamber. As explained earlier, today's presenters will take their seats together in the two rows of tables at the front. And for those of us sitting in the gallery, your personal seat will light up for you. Now that we are settled, take another breath and prepare to welcome the Council of 12.
Greetings. We are the Council of 12, of which each of you are an intricate member. Each of you represent a stream of consciousness that is invaluable in these times of change. We come to you on this auspicious day of your year in the energetics of your spring equinox. And this is an important state of energies that you are embraced by. And as you allow yourself this embrace, be aware of opportunities are now open to you for your ascension path in direct ways that you have not been aware of previously. These next few meetings are very important to you as an ascending master, to all participants in this massive crucible that are here to support and participate in this year's presentations. We are very excited to be a part of the presentations of the human participants that have volunteered to participate as directors and sharing their mastery of certain energetics that are invaluable as we move forward and will be built upon as we move forward. This will not be the only presentations the membership will be asked to participate in, because now you are fully immersed as an ascending master in the presentations that you will be invited to participate in as a group and some as individual streams. So we also would like to draw your attention to the many transmissions that have occurred since the first of your year. Most importantly, this last month. These planetary alignments are very important for you to recognize and make use of, because they are filled with energetics that will help you as we move along in this year's teaching and energetic transmissions. There are planetary prime directives that you will be introduced to that are unique to the planet, but there are also unique in that they are streams of the 12 streams of consciousness of these ascending teachings. So we want to make you aware of that, because we are going to build upon that, and we are going to build on the energetics to show you how you are an integral part, one with these massive collective energetics that this group has agreed to bring forth into the physical realms of a Christed planet. So with that, we just want to make you aware of possibilities that are open to you as a great being of light, as an ascending master, and most important, as an integral part of the collective consciousness of the Council of 12. And with that, we invite the participants of today's session to begin their presentations.
All right, so before we begin, just take a moment, all of us, and just be aware of the energetics that are set within this beautiful meeting chamber today. And for each of us, particularly those of us in the gallery, place your awareness on being in receptive mode to receive and to listen from within the chamber to the extent you can, and see the speakers from within the chamber. So it's a good opportunity for us to sit and become more and more familiar with receiving from within the chamber. So with that, to turn it over to Leanne, and see you in a little.
Good morning, everyone. Let me First, I would like to thank the Council of 12, all the Ascended Masters and the Beings of Light, Joan and Milena, for all of their guidance and support in researching these two vastly important topics. It was a privilege to be asked to take part in this project, and words cannot adequately express my heartfelt appreciation. With that said, it is my extreme pleasure to introduce our vastly talented and amazing Group One co-creators who will be presenting on the topics, what is the quantum field and what is quantum entanglement, and why is it important to what we are doing? Each member of this co-creative group has contributed to this project in so many unique and special ways. Our co-creators are Mary Beth Koch and Amelia Tate and their groups, who are going to be presenting what is quantum entanglement, and Kathleen McGarry and myself and our groups, who are presenting what is the quantum field. What is the quantum field presentation will go first, followed by what is quantum entanglement, their presentation. So at this point, Kathleen, do we have our slide? Thank you. So at this point, I'd like to introduce the participants in my group, Anne-Marie DeRoche, Cynthia Demet, Dawn Reed, Margaret Phillips, Natalia Rumanowski, didn't say that right, Randall Westmoreland, and Susie Krause. Kathleen, would you like to introduce your group?
Anne Crawford, Charlotte Soto, Janet Trentham, Tatiana Piercy, Kazuko Cooper, Sandy Endall, and Valley Marie.
Mary Beth. Hi, this is Mary Beth, and my group is Carolyn, Cliff, Linda, Debbie, Helen, and Maria.
Go ahead, Amelia.
And my group is Kathy, Thea, Jan, Lindy, Mark, Peggy, and Saraji.
Let us proceed to our presentation.
This is Randall Westmoreland. What is the quantum field and why is it important? The quantum field is God, is the source of all, is what is before all things, the place that all things merge back into, is a field of pure, unmanifest potential, God, source. The quantum field is space, but space is not empty. 1 centimeter cubed has a potential energy of 10 to 93 grams. That is a lot of mass. The estimate for the whole mass of all the stars and all the galaxies in the universe is 10 to the 55 grams, which is 39 orders of magnitude less than the potential energy in 1 cubic centimeter. Not empty. This is a linchpin to the shift of this planet and humanity and all beings on this planet into the fifth dimension, I think. Because when the Earth and science and humanity understands this, everything changes. We go from a consciousness of lack and struggle to one of unlimited potential, unlimited energy. So we need to contemplate emptiness when we contemplate the quantum field, because even our bodies are 99.99% space. We are the quantum field. Our atoms are spinning vortexes with a little bit of electrostatic charge, and they're mostly empty space also. So we are the quantum field. We are source. There is no difference. And when we understand that, and we understand that we are nothing more than an intention in our mind and that of creators. Our bodies are nothing more than an intention that holds it together in this illusion of solidity. When we understand that, we can very quickly manifest and change ourselves and the world. Thank you.
Hi, this is Susie. This quantum field is an energetic field of all potentials, all possibilities, and infinite timelines that we can absolutely tap into. In our Light Conference of 2020, Metatron led us in an experience of the quantum field. He told us that this field is a massive creative field of light, sound, color, geometries that we have not seen, felt, or experienced in this lifetime. Joe Dispenza has said, when we are oneness, there is no separation between cause and effect, and our thoughts create experiences. Instead of wanting to heal, Dr. Joe says there is a formula of how to heal and how to create reality. He called it a door to other dimensions. When we tap in, it is so outside of normal that we are running into something profane, and we experience it as ecstasy and bliss. The feeling isn't coming from anything out there. It's somehow coming from within. We are accessing the field, and the field is being better. In the field, our attention is no longer on our bodies, pains, people, places, and things in our environment. We are no longer in the past or have concerns of the future. We can no longer access our senses. This is a whole other set of rules to execute in. This is a different consciousness. No longer are we in a state of fear where we create division or separation. This experience of the divine is a biological upgrade, creates a fullness in our heart that is physiological. Some health conditions will be eliminated because we become more whole. When we create matter to matter, there's a long space between cause and effect, between thought and experience. But in this quantum field of the divine, we produce an immediate effect, and we are doing it in no time. It happens in the moment. When we observe the world, we are making decisions, creating attachments, creating expectations, and we are analyzing. What if instead of observing the world first, we could think about the state that we are in, be present, meditate on it, and imagine holding this state? Try being with everything rather than trying to figure everything out or planning on the next step. Just be one with it, and from there we can step into that field of infinite possibilities, feel that expanse, and then choose who we want to observe. This is actually the formula of how to step into this vast quantum field. This is how we take full control over our lives. This is how we manifest, and literally how we become the creator of our reality. So how does this quantum state apply to what we are doing? Creating from this place is why we are here. It has everything to do with the work we have been doing since the beginning of MA. Our guides have led us here year by year and step by step. And why is it important to what we are doing? It is imperative that we access this field in order to step out of the third dimensional matrix and connect with Christ consciousness, our celestial and galactic teachers and mentors, the all that is, and our I am presence. Thank you. I'm so grateful.
Hello, this is Margaret. When I saw these questions, I pondered a lot. And when I ponder, sound comes to me. And so I hum. sound and light and color are all part of this quantum field. And I feel it is a flowing and vibrant consciousness, a stream of consciousness that gives us the energetics of possibilities and potentials of creation. This is source energy, where we draw from to initiate our creations. Kryon has said that our Merkaba is a quantum field. And so I applied this information and found that using our Merkaba allows us to communicate these potentials and possibilities simultaneously between our toroidal fields, which you see on the screen. All these fields connect us with the others in a quantum field of creation, a field that is all that is. And my ponderings about all this make me hum, hum, hum. I thank you.
Hi, this is Kazuko. To me, the quantum field is a field of infinite possibilities. It's the field where miracles and mystical experiences occur. It's the field with which we consciously interact when we pray. And of course, we are immersed in the quantum field with our teachers of light and all the grand beings of light when we are in our crucible, in our light body. We are so fortunate that we are now very capable of consciously accessing this field by intending to be in the fifth and higher dimensional state of consciousness. I feel that when we find ourselves in bliss and joy or in awe, whatever it is that we are experiencing in that moment, we are in it. We are immersed in the awareness of being in the quantum field. That it's an experience of timelessness and of being at one with the flow of life itself. I'd like to share one such experience I had recently. There's an elementary school right across the street from my house, and it was pickup time around 3 o'clock in the morning, in the afternoon. I happened to be looking out the window and observing children and the parents walking from school. I noticed a little girl and her mother briskly crossing the road toward their car, which was parked a few feet away from me. As she got to the car, she saw me in the window, putting her mask down in a flash, and gave me a huge, sparkly smile before disappearing into the car. That, to me, was quantum. In that moment of time and space in suspension, we shared an incredible sense of togetherness, a glimpse, at least for me, of the threshold to the quantum field. Quantum science tells us that space is permeated with plasma. What is plasma? Here's what Andrew Collins says. Take a gas and fracture it through heat. It breaks up the atom of the gas, and then the electrons break free. And when that happens, they start getting excited and they emit photons. And when this happens, more and more electrons break free of the atoms, bump into each other, create almost like a chain reaction. And as this occurs, they produce their own magnetic field. They are getting bigger and bigger, these seeds of electrons, until eventually you can actually see plasma as like a ball of light. Nassim Harriman says, plasma has all kinds of self-organizing behaviors. It suggests that there is information flow that's going through the system so that the system will tend to create certain organizing principles. Scientists are discovering that vortices in the plasma can organize to make very specific crystalline geometry so that plasma can self-organize and can create very specific dynamics. This is exciting to hear. That's how matter arises from the non-physical, isn't it? I believe that our etheric and physical body is made out of this plasmic photonic light. And when we consciously intend in our higher mind to transform our dense carbon-based cells to the fifth-dimensional crystalline structure, we are participating in the specific alchemical process of transformation of our body in the quantum field. A very basic level of understanding of the quantum field helps me as a non-physicist to see how we are transforming our consciousness and body to a higher dimensional state. Within our cohesive collective, we participate individually in a conscious process of transformation of our body into the fifth dimensional state. In doing so, we are achieving more and more of the desired outcome, which is reflected in the quantum resonance field, and thus in all people, as they choose to transform their bodies into the fifth dimensional state of beingness. Thank you.
Hi, this is Sandy. I just want to share with everyone another perspective. The quantum field is a vast energetic field of consciousness that encompasses the element of love, that unlimited creative force held within the creative mind of Source. Simultaneously, it emanates as the minutest particle and radiates as a wave. It is local and non-local, physical and non-physical at the same time. In its non-local, non-physical aspect, it functions as the realm or force of creation where manifestation originates. In its local physical aspect, it is that moment where manifestation presents as creation in matter. Consciousness in the quantum field governs over everything, over the whole nature. But additionally, this is also consciousness of the observer, the human, the subject in the experiment. Consciousness is the key factor in the phenomena of nature. Unmanifested and manifested are nothing but two states of the same phenomenon. It is the presence of the observer, the human essence, that affects the outcome. The quantum field may manifest itself in the form of a wave or a particle as energy or matter, depending not only on the interpretation of the observer, but their presence and intention. Conscious intention determines the result. Much like what we studied in MA, the neutral observer has an effect on the outcome just by being in all that we are. As the observer, our consciousness allows the unmanifested and manifested from undifferentiated source to come into fruition. We as observers in the creative process allow the expansion of consciousness and frequency to have the presence in our fifth dimensional light body, to transform our etheric body into the Ka body, to travel in our Merkaba through the quantum field of creative mind of Source. In this energetic field, elevating our frequencies in fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions and into the eighth and ninth dimensions becomes a reality. There is no time space in the quantum field, so consciousness in our higher spiritual Ka body is natural. Increasing our Merkaba to 130% light and 150% light allows ease in traveling interdimensionally in the quantum field, where we are manifesting and upgrading our fifth dimensional crystalline physical body as we continue to activate our light body, Ka body, for ascension and beyond. Visiting parallel lifetimes interdimensionally has become conscious now. Our harmonic signature, our prime directive, continues to be revealed in the awarenesses presenting in the quantum field. We are the unlimited creative force within the creative mind of Source. It is our being in the all that is that experiences the consciousness in the quantum field. Observing and knowing this state of being manifests in our higher spiritual consciousness, facilitating our ability to transform our physical body to travel in the quantum field for ascension with intention. Namaste.
Good morning, this is Don. The quantum field is an invisible field of energy and information, a field of intelligence or consciousness that exists beyond space and time. Nothing physical or material exists there. It's beyond what we can perceive with our senses. Quantum fields are present everywhere, all the time. The universe is nothing but quantum fields, a field for each particle, one for protons, one for electrons, and so on. For these fields to manifest, they need energy from other fields, fields of information that exist, that are given, govern all the laws of nature. It's important because with practice, we can access a field with meditation. Quiet your mind to a still state of calm, match a frequency of thought, and of a reality you want. That is the reality you will connect with. The application of these fields are endless and all things are possible. Thank you. Blessings.
Greetings. I am Valerie Marie. When we first began to discuss our views of the quantum field in our respective groups, I had recently viewed the movie The Connected Universe. Two concepts got my attention immediately: the enormity of space and plasma. When I asked the question, what is the quantum field, I centered into my sacred heart, and within seconds received the answer, the all that is. God consciousness, or Christ consciousness, the creative source energy from where our everything comes. I've read chapters and books and watched videos on all things quantum. There are whole fields of mathematics, geometry, physics, electricity that explain what we do, how we do things, and in many cases, their findings overlap. But after decades, most scientists are coming to the conclusion, some kicking and screaming, that, quote, a universal collective-like consciousness of some sort may be physically inevitable, unquote. One fun fact I learned was Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. It is a fundamental property of the universe. You can have a definite position with very uncertain momentum, or a definite momentum with very uncertain position, or some intermediate state with uncertain position and uncertain momentum. In other words, you can only know certain things precisely, but not everything. I've thought and thought about why this research is important to what we are doing in our group work. I can only conclude at this time that it is to expand our consciousness, open us up to new ideas, new possibilities, and seeing the world through the eyes of another. I know it has for me. This morning in meditation, I actually felt all that is in all the space within this physical body. Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Cindy. What is the quantum field? I've always believed that spirit and science need to merge again in order to create an energy to assist in humanity's advancement. Now there is starting to be scientific proof, and people are feeling and knowing a massive change is coming. In the early 1900s, Niels Bohr, a physicist, changed physics. There would be a quantum world and quantum mechanics. This separated math from the universe and created the split between science and spirit. It created a quantum track and a cosmological track. Nassim Harriman, a self-taught physicist, has written a mathematical equation that is in the process of proving spirit and science are one. He uses the smallest measurement in the universe, the Planck unit, and the proton of the atom. Independent sources are using his equation and discovering its accuracy within one standard deviation. So what is this quantum field? There is hidden mathematics still being discovered within it. It is only 4.9% matter. We are part of the quantum field, and we are 99.99% space. Space creates matter, not the other way around. Space is a great organizer. The universe is continually providing feedback loops of information. This creates what we know as awareness and consciousness. So what is this quantum field? It is dynamic, pure energy constantly in motion. It is all that is. It is every opportunity. It is self-awareness and consciousness. It is pure prime creator love. So big, I don't know we can even imagine that. The power within it has created the oceans, the galaxies, black holes, and even flowers and bumblebees. It is consciousness. You have all of that and 99.99% of what you consider to be you. The quantum field is in the tip of your finger and the tip of the tip and the tip of the tip of the tip to infinity. Everything you need to create is already swirling within you and outside of you. Every behavior, emotion, and thought you have impacts the quantum field. To paraphrase Nassim Harriman, what imprint do you want to leave? In conclusion, here's a quote from Rumi. Stop being so small. You are the universe in ecstatic motion. Thank you very much. I'm grateful for this opportunity and blessings.
This is Anne Marie. And some of my information comes from Greg Braden's book, The Divine Matrix, Bridging Time, Space, Miracles, and Beliefs. He refers to four discoveries. First, there's a field of energy that connects all of creation. Then this field plays the role of a container, a bridge, and a mirror for all beliefs within us. And the field is non-local and holographic. Every part of it is connected to every other, and each piece mirrors the whole on a smaller scale. Finally, we communicate with the field through the language of emotion. Discovering the divine matrix is the mystery that connects all things. Greg refers to Max Planck's statement in 1944, There's a place where all things begin, the place of pure energy that simply is. In this incubator for reality, everything is possible. And we have learned through mastering alchemy, we have learned to use the rays of creation where we connect through the sixth ray of all possibilities. To me, the sixth ray is the quantum field where we create using our intention and attention with the rays of creation. I also believe that alternative healing methods such as Reiki, the Reconnection, as well as many others, tap into this field to align the body for possible healing. During meditations, as well as in our sleep dream space, we also tap in this field, the living source field, where we receive communications via color codes, geometries, images, and various messages. On the walls of the Egyptian temples, pictographs and hieroglyphs indicate a connection to the stars. In ascending masters of light, we connect to various stargates. But in her field, in the book, The Field, Lynn McTaggart makes references to various researchers, scientists, and physicists who discovered alternative healing. An example is homeopathy, where they discovered mysteries of water that were proven and eventually accepted. Discoveries of how cells communicate with each other and how water imprints and carries information. The mystery of two gases that create water. At normal temperature and pressure, atoms and molecules are packed closely together and exhibit a collective behavior forming a coherent domain. Dr. John Ryan of Ottawa channels the Syrian Blue-White Collective, who identify themselves as the force of light being, work in support of quantum DNA. In his meditations, Dr. John describes his visuals, and he also refers to Lee Carroll's message, the Lee Carroll channel's cryon, the message that humans actually have 24 chromosomes. In his work, Dr. Ryan refers to it as a quantum chromosome. It is not in the physical. It's an activation. This activation is a gift of grace. Thank you.
I am Natalia. Recently, I drove my car along a country empty road, and I kept thinking about quantum field. What is it and how we can use it? And suddenly I felt that I became very big and spacey, such big as up to the sky. And I felt such a calmness and quietness that I cannot describe in words. And simultaneously, I felt that I love unconditionally all that is. And I decided to play with it. I started to think that I love all that is except one thing. And immediately, I stopped to feel calmness and quietness. I went back to my love unconditionally to all that is without any exception. And I became to feel again this incredible calmness and stillness. It was a lesson for me that I can be calm and still only when I love unconditionally. And simultaneously, it was a lesson for me that I experienced quantum field dissolving in it as nobody, nowhere, no when. It was only 10 minutes, but now I consider these 10 minutes as the most important minutes in my life. Thank you for listening at my story about my experiencing quantum field.
This is Leanne. What is the quantum field? Quantum physicists have called the conscience as an intelligent mind the quantum field. However, for eons, it has been known by many names. Buddhism calls it our true nature. Taoism calls it the Tao. Western religions call it God. And more recently, it's referred to as the quantum mind, the unified field, the all that is, universal consciousness, God, whatever you want to call it. It is no longer just a woohoo out there idea, an unproven theory on the fringe of metaphysics. Science has proven what we, on a deeper level, have always known, that it is the unlimited potential that lies within each of us. Our consciousness is connected to the quantum field, and all physical matter in the universe arises from this non-physical quantum field. The quantum field is in all space, and all time is unlimited. This unlimited field does not lie out there. It lies within each of your cells, in your entire being. This is the new platform we will begin to consciously create from and is required as we integrate into the higher dimensions. It is a whole new way of thinking. We are not defined by matter, rather by space within the matter, which is electromagnetic. Remember our foundational tools from MA, that thoughts are electric and emotions are magnetic? So when the brain creates the thought and the heart attaches an emotion, we create an electromagnetic field which resides within the space within our cells. There is no such thing as empty space. In creating the electromagnetic wave, we have given space a value. Therefore, the law of attraction does hold true that if we change our electromagnetic field by changing our thoughts and emotion, then that will attract a new reality from the quantum field. The thought must match the feeling, and then we have to hold that state of being long enough for manifestation to occur. Therefore, we are not a drop in the ocean. We are the ocean in a single drop. Thank you.
This is Kathleen. One of the most reassuring things I read and discovered in my research was that the quantum field isn't just out there. It's actually here, in our bodies, and even in simple things like our cell phone chips and receptivity within the signals and even the electricity used to make toast. For us as humans in the body, it is the energy of chi that flows through us from the tiniest photonic particles through our DNA strands to the cells and organs, and then through the meridian and axiational spin points to the chakra system. We are part of a celestial flow of the universe, and the light we carry from our soul, spirit, and our Akashic records are all part of this multidimensional field programmed within our bodies. According to Lisa Renee in her book, The Ascension Glossary, she describes how the human body is connected to the quantum field. Quote, axiational lines create axitonal lines create the energy network in the light body where all dimensional frequencies are transduced into the meridians, chakras, and etheric nodule structures. So these meridians are the channel to the quantum field. Karen Curry Parker, in her book, The Quantum Human, talks about how Darwinian theory is questionable at best. She says that it has a lot of holes in it, this idea of evolution. She said, the assumption, this is a quote, that I'd like you to make is that the experience of our current reality is the manifestation of the evolution of consciousness, not our physical form. Evolution of our physical form is a manifestation of an evolution of our consciousness. Sound familiar? We've been hearing this in our Seeding the Divine and Ascending Masters of Light teachings now for years. I see the body as a grid of light. We're meant to radiate and glow at any age. We are meant by design and through our ongoing evolution of our consciousness to be connected to ourselves, to each other, and to the universe through the power of love, the creative force of all that is.
Hello, Charlotte. I'm going to give you my perspective from the top-down source and from the bottom-up earth. What is the quantum field? The quantum field is source creative energy. It is the love and the light. The love is a state of consciousness, the fifth element. The element of love will be called the massive creative consciousness of source by Katumi. That was in our AML class level 1, session 15, part C. I call it the energy of love. The light, and from light, we make all the elements, the hydrogen, the oxygen, the carbon, all of the elements that is on our chart of the element tables. And from all those elements, we get to make things like water and planets and bodies. And from the 12D source of God, love, and light, we create the bodies. We create our bodies from that quantum field. The body I am now have in this present moment is a presentation of source. You are what you choose. From the bottom up, from Earth, in the 3D, to become awake and aware, that's why we were given the light packets to help us with our energy so we could activate our DNA. The love and the light opens the DNA. As we increase our energy, all of which we are pulling from the quantum field to make our creations, each step from the 2-strand DNA to now the 10-strand DNA that we hold gives us the skills and the creative opportunities. They gave us the guidance and the light packets to enable us to activate that DNA. Kind of like it's been like learning to ride a bicycle with training wheels. And now the training wheels are going to be coming off. And it is time to ride in all that I am. What is quantum entanglement? Well, quantum field is both a wave and a particle. The quantum field changes from wave to particle and back again. The thought that is held by the observer makes the change. It starts the entanglement. Everything and everyone comes from that quantum field. It is why we are all entangled and we are all part of the one. Every thought, every change you make goes out to everyone. How does this apply to what we are doing? This is the application. We are bringing the original Christed blueprint into our consciousness so that we can broadcast that to others, so they will then be able to connect to theirs. Why is it important in what we're doing? As the Christed consciousness awakens, and as we hold it in us and then in others, the planet and humanity will move to 5D and beyond. How is this a part of the Prime Directive? As I came here to work with the planet and humanity to create the 5D, the 12D planet, as I am holding the I am energy and consciousness, as I pass it on to others through the entanglement, I have to ask myself, what am I choosing as a soul? What did I come here to do? And be about doing it. The concepts, the awareness, the application, and the outcome. So live long and prosper.
We're now moving to the topic of what is quantum entanglement.
Let's begin with a simple description of quantum entanglement. Quantum entanglement is one of the uber bizarre phenomena seen when things get itty bitty or inside the quantum realm. When two or more particles link up in a certain way, no matter how far apart they are in space, their states remain linked. And that means that they share a common, unified quantum state. So observations of one of the particles can automatically provide information about the other entangled particles, regardless of the distance between them. And any action to one of these particles will invariably impact the others in the entangled system. So let's imagine that the particles are electrons, which have a quantum property called spin, and that makes them act like little magnets. Quantum superposition is the idea that particles exist in multiple states at once. But when they're measured, it's as if the particle selects one of the states in the superposition. So, for example, an electron exists as both spin up and spin down until it is measured on a chosen axis. So the strange part of quantum entanglement is that when you measure something about one particle in an entangled pair, you immediately know something about the other particle, even if they are millions of light years apart. The spin of each particle is both part up and part down until it is measured. So when you measure the first particle, it's only when that measurement occurs that the quantum state of the spin collapses into either up or down, and then that instantaneously collapses the other particle into the opposite spin. So the spin of the entangled pair is always correlated, no matter how far apart they are or what lies between them. So this brings us to the concept of non-locality. So once those objects are entangled, they're really not separate. They are, in a sense, two parts of a single object. If you do something to one of the particles, such as measure it, you alter the other property too. So things at one place don't depend just on what happens in the local neighborhood of that place as they do in the classical Newtonian world. So there seems to be this instantaneous connection between different regions and particles, regardless of how far apart they are. And what it really says is that we can't think of those two places as being distinct, no more than we can think of those two particles as being distinct, because quantum mechanics collapses them into a single thing. So quantum mechanics seems to make nonsense of our normal sense of space. In fact, some researchers suspect that quantum entanglement is more fundamental than space itself, and that our notion of space actually emerges from the quantum entanglements that connect objects in a vast web of interaction. And physicists are now theorizing that entanglement, space-time, and wormholes are actually linked. And they've actually calculated that space without entanglement couldn't hold itself together. And metaphorically, that quantum entanglement is the needle that stitches together the cosmic space-time tapestry. Conceived of by Einstein as a bridge, a wormhole connects two distant points in space-time through a quote-unquote tunnel that is shorter than the distance between the points, and it serves as a kind of shortcut through space-time. The Keys of Enoch says that a wormhole is a singularity where the matter-energy construct is warped to yield another space-time continuum. So now physicists are theorizing that perhaps the reason that quantum entanglement occurs and exhibits the bizarre properties that we observe is because at a deeper level of reality than we can perceive, entangled systems of particles are actually connected by an unseen wormhole. And according to Nansen Harmin, all of the wormholes that connect these entangled particles would be like a spider-web information network, emanating and connecting all of the black holes, all of the singularity, all of the particles in the universe. And at a very fundamental level of creation, everything is connected through this incredible network that is circulating through our universe. And when information is exchanged through the network, no matter at what scale, the energy that it produces is what we call mass, and that is what we call our reality. Namaste.
So we will now hear from Mark.
I want to talk for a moment about the larger picture. When I was undergoing some of my technical training way back in the Dark Ages, there was this double split experiment that I was exposed to. And that was when I first learned that there is a two aspects to these subatomic particles. They were both particles and waves. And then it became apparent somewhere along the way that they were the Planck particles. These were discovered as the smallest units in the universe. Trillions of Planck are clustered together to create subatomic particles like photons. Let's look upon those as light. These subatomic particles create atoms that are the basis for all in the physical universe. So Planck articles can go and create atoms and molecules. They are also capable of being part of the creation of galaxies and also black holes. However, something glues the Planck particles together into the nucleus of an atom. This same glue is used to create molecules, larger physical structures, planets, and galaxies. This glue is called love. To me, this provides a whole dimension to the word love. It has given meaning to the words love and light. It has completely changed my understanding of the universe. Now, for quantum entanglement. Quantum entanglement is what happens when two quantum particles interact. They become interdependent. Once two particles become entangled, it's as if they become a single object, a singular quantum entity, a quantum non-locality. A unique facet of the quantum entanglement is that one particle, if it is spinning up, the other particle it is entangled will spin down. This is true of other characteristics. Everything in the universe organizes itself around tiny black holes, from galaxy size to subatomic. This results in a holographic solution where every point contains the whole. I find it easier to visualize two entangled particles as waves that are somehow separated by distance. Whether entangled particles are separated by micro inches or light years, changing one particle makes a change in the other. This doesn't violate the classical speed of light because there is no movement through space. This is an experiment where a light beam is thrown at a carbon particle. You can see that it goes and throws off particles, subatomic particles, and goes through a polarizer and a detector up top. What's interesting, of course, is the detector on the bottom changes, which is the quantum entanglement. Nothing is independent from anything else in the universe. Everything is connected through quantum networks of entanglement. Anything I do influences everything else in the universe. Every action produces a reaction. The universe is entangled by a Planck units and the glue of love, true at the quantum level as well as at larger physical levels. Quantum entanglement, we are connected in many, many, many ways to many, many other beings and things in the universe of light and love. At the planetary level, the atomic level, and or the quantum level, I am entangled with almost everyone and everything else in the universe. I now have a whole new way of seeing the universe in terms of light, love, and entanglement. I am most grateful. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Mary Beth. What would change if from the moment you were born up until now, you were taught that in some way we are all truly connected? What if a story of interconnectedness was the foundation of your worldview? What if instead we saw each other as fragments of ourselves and truly acknowledged that deep within our being? From a scientific standpoint, you can think of this interconnection through quantum entanglement. Quantum entanglement occurs when two particles in their quantum state are separated from each other, yet when you do something to one of them, the other does the exact same thing, regardless of the distance between them. In 1965, alpha brain rhythms were elicited in one pair of identical twins. As a result of evoking these rhythms in a conventional manner, solely in the other twin. How is this possible? How do participants in U.S. government remote viewing programs view people, places, and objects hundreds of miles away with nothing but their mind? Interconnection is a central core of many First Nations worldviews and ways of knowing. This mindset reinforces that everyone and everything has purpose, is worthy of respect and caring, and has a place in life. Within First Nations, they embrace the idea of interconnectedness via a term, all my relations. This connects them to their families, communities, ancestors, and future descendants, the land, and all plant and animal life. These cultures exhibit a scientific understanding of the earth, weather, cycles of the seasons, medicinal and food sources, and creating everything they need from nature's abundance. This worldview is not a new idea, but one we may more collectively return to. This realization suggests we must take an active and engaged part in creating a better world. New systems and ways of being are held within each of us, and not just within the external systems we create. If we cannot hold new worlds within ourselves, how can we expect them to be created? Thank you and blessings.
Hello, this is Helen. Being a painter, I feel more comfortable contributing with a picture instead of some kind of mini lecture in this presentation. I've been thinking about what the physicist Lothar Schaeffer had to say after having watched his video, Quantum Reality and the Spiritual Mind. Here he speaks of invisible potentiality, like waves, forms, entities, patterns of information, a realm of potentiality. First, there are waves we cannot see. From there, the particles become visible, matter becomes visible. I have this painting hanging on my wall, and looking at it after having listened to Schaeffer, it struck me that maybe one in some way could experience this phenomenon here. However, as being a painting, it is definitely matter and visible. Maybe a bit too far-fetched, but I'm taking the chance. Thank you.
Hello, this is Sarojini. Nassim explained how the holographic universe theory shows how the whole universe is entangled. Science is now catching up to what ancient cultures knew about the universe. Particles in different states can be entangled. It does not matter how far apart they are placed. If one aspect of one isn't changed, the other one changes. All the particles that came out from one point is entangled. So the early universe is entangled. Therefore, we have all been entangled since the Big Bang. All the information is stored in the universe, so the information from the ancient masters can be accessed, because each point influences the whole. For example, in meditation, when people get together, the large group can make a stronger shift in consciousness than an individual or small group. But that also depends on the strength of the intention. Quantum entanglement is also part of the new science. I will refer to the power of 8 healing groups that are created by Lynn McTaggart in order to address oneness and quantum entanglement. Lynn is a trailblazer and is referred to as the Madonna of the quantum world. For many years, she has conducted intention experiments, which has shown that collective thoughts change particle properties of plants, make seeds grow faster, purify water, heal serious health conditions, to name a few. The most powerful effect of group intention, which participants experience as a profound state of oneness and quantum entanglement, is that it reflects back on the participants themselves. The power of 8 groups usually each have 7 participants and 1 recipient who has a health challenge. All 7 participants send love to the recipient. The session lasts for about 10 minutes. After being a recipient in a power of 8 intention group, a woman shared her experience. She had a paralysis that would come and go, but mostly come. During the power of 8 intention group, she felt the most love she had ever felt in her life. She said it was too much for her and sent it to a relative who also had a serious medical condition. As she did this, she felt the wheels of a wheelchair going through the floor, and they were both healed. The moment when she became altruistic, the change occurred. The woman in the wheelchair was able to walk, which continued way after the conference. The power of 8 group demonstrates all the participants were feeling a state of oneness or in quantum entanglement. Let's take a few minutes now to have a short experience. We, as a group, have all participated in experiences of sending energy or long-distance healing at some point. As a prime directive of honoring Gaia, we are going to participate in a short version of the Power of A group with our entire collective. Of course, you have free will to participate or not. So I invite you now to make yourselves comfortable. We will take two quantum breaths. I will explain what that is. That is, inhale through your nose and exhale as though you're breathing out of a straw. So we could start now, and we will be doing two of these. So let's start. One. Two. Now visualize the Earth in the center of a circle with us surrounding her, holding hands if you choose. Now using our intention, we will be sending love and gratitude to Gaia. Now bring down the intention of sending love and gratitude to Gaia to your heart. Now visualize Gaia receiving our love and gratitude for 1 minute. Now take another quantum breath. Thank you. Many blessings to all.
A meditation, feeling the quantum field in the body. So let's take a nice deep breath. Once again, let us be aware of our light body. Feel the crystal river flowing through us. Be in our sacred heart. Be an eternal light creator, which we are. Let us be in heartfelt gratitude and appreciation of the enlightening learning opportunity we received. Let us be in unity with the sacred oneness, with every one of us and all the luminous beings of light who are present and supporting us in our cosmic crystalline temple of light, immersed in the quantum field. In this field of magnificent light, as the radiant Christ beings that we are, let us remember we are pure spirits created in source light, our original state of being. See and feel the flow of life, the original sacred geometry of life. In our luminescence, let us be aware of the beauty of our physical vehicle, the magnificent creation that is the sacred temple of our soul, allowing us to experience so intimately the beauty of the physical realm that is made out of matter, which is constantly arising from the quantum field in divine organization and coherence. This field is also within us, within the cells of our bodies, within our multidimensional DNA. Feel into it. Let us travel now in the light,
to the cells of our bodies. See the molecules in the cells, atoms and subatomic particles spinning and spinning at incredible speed, generating a powerful electromagnetic field of light. With our intention placed in our higher mind and soul spirit, and utilizing our second triad, which is spinning and spinning, in the luminous emanation of the multidimensional diamond configuration encompassing our entire head area, let us now actively and consciously participate in the quantum field to transform our third and fourth dimensional carbon-based cells into the fifth dimensional state of crystalline structure. See the electrons dancing about, spinning faster and faster in a higher charge, igniting and creating a brilliant liquid plasmic light. See the plasmic light filaments weaving in and out of the luminous field of living light, bathing the cells of our etheric body with biological crystalline plasmic light. Watch the etheric cells alchemically transforming into the fifth dimensional crystalline structure of physicality. Let us see and feel our entire physical body illuminating in the beautiful bright light. See the activated multidimensional DNA strands in our cells radiating in the swirling light. See our eighth dimensional luminous field of light shimmering at the edge of our unified field. This concludes Group 1's presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. That was absolutely incredible, quite amazing. What a beautiful job. Kudos to every one of you. Just a couple of things before we close. I have to get regrounded now after that. I'm still floating out on the quantum field. So next week, when we come back for part two, which will be group two's presentation, that will be a continuation of our opening segment. So the seating arrangement will stay the same for next week. The energetics inside of our cosmic light temple will remain the same. So consider this week in between as an intermission. So we'll be on intermission for a week. So when we come back next week, you will bring yourself back into the temple. And if you're a presenter, you will take your seats up at the presenter's table. The rest of us in the gallery will again sit in the gallery. So come prepared with your frequency set. And if any questions come up for you during our intermission, write them down. You might find that your answers will be given in the second presentation. And if not, then we will open it for questions when we come back on April the 2nd. But again, that was just amazing. Joan?
Kudos. You all did a magnificent job. You spent a lot of time and effort and all the graphics. It was a wonderful, wonderful presentation. So I guess we're about ready to close, and we look forward to our next meeting next week.
Again, thank you all so much.
Blessings, everyone.
Blessings.
Have a wonderful week in the quantum field.
Blessings, everyone.